The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SMASH. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code SMASH, only on DraftKings. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia. Visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Welcome back to the podcast that we like to call From the Podium, where you hear directly from your Kansas City Chiefs. I'm host and audio producer of the Arrowhead Pride Podcast Network, Steven Serta. Quarterbacks and rookies return to the field for the second day of practice up in St. Joseph, Missouri. On Sunday, we heard from tight end Jody Fortson, cornerback Joshua Williams, offensive lineman Darian Kennard, and linebacker Leo Chenal. We'll go in that order, starting with Jody Fortson, followed by Joshua Williams. After that, we'll take a quick timeout. When we get back, we'll wrap things up with Darian Kennard and Leo Chenal. Here's Jody Fortson.
Living the dream.
Speaking of living the dream, last year, it was kind of like a tale of two halves of the year. You know, the highs of making the team and then the injury. How did you deal with that point? And how much of that did you take away to help you prepare for this year?
First of all, I just kept my faith high. You know, I got a strong support system, especially with my family and my, you know, my team around me. So I just attacked every day as if I was going to play on Sunday. I was in the rehab room just working, continuing to work as if I was going to suit up that Sunday. They never really allowed me to get down on myself. So I was never actually down. So, yeah.
Was it difficult for you to get back to that point? I mean, things were happening for you last year, and then you get hurt. Was it difficult to get back to that point where, hey, I'm going to attack this and come back as the same guy?
No.
Jody, when you say they wouldn't let me get down, who is the they that you're
they, I'm speaking of my mom, Jay Laney, Veronique, Asiana, Coach Reed, Eric Bieniemy, the athletic training room, Tiff. You know, she very hands-on with my rehab. Like, I owe a lot to God, but I owe a lot to her because she really was hands-on and didn't really let me give up. There were some days I was like, Tiff, I don't want to do this, but she stayed on me. And make sure I fought through it. So shout out to Tiff.
With catching touchdown passes and then seeing sort of the offense change over the course of obviously the season and the offseason, how much will your experience last year sort of help you get a feel for what this new offense is going to look like?
It's kind of hard to say. I mean, I just go out there and play football. You know, I just do what's being asked of me. I don't really get to overthinking it that much because then you get to creating mistakes and whatnot. So I just go out there and just have fun and play football and just cut it loose.
Do you feel 100% right now?
I feel like I'm ready to go.
And what part of the offseason maybe did you sense, okay, I feel like maybe I did last year?
That's a good question. I would say probably right when OTAs ended. You know, I got a lot of reps during OTAs, but once it ended and I was able to go home with my trainers up at Top Shelf and Steph and work on my breaks and whatnot, I felt like I was ready to go at that point.
Last season, you spent time working on blocking to help you transition to a tight end. Outside of the recuperation and rehab this offseason, what do you think you focused on as part of your craft?
Patience. I allow not rushing my routes so quickly, allowing everything just to seeing where I fit into the puzzle, where I fit in the grand scheme of things, you know, not trying to do too much, trying to do my job to the best of my ability.
Coming back from injuries like this, you know, in a surgery like that, you know, you go through a process where there's checkpoints that you hit, where you're like, okay, I can do that now, I feel comfortable. You know, getting hit's probably the next big one for you. Do you feel ready for that, or do you want to see how you're going to do when you get hit and pop back up?
I'm like that. I'm not worried about no hits. None of them.
Are you ready for that?
I'm ready
get
for
it
that.
Past you?
I'm ready for it.
How are you able to cultivate a chemistry with Patrick Mahomes? Obviously, the touchdowns last year, but it seemed like y'all had a connection even early in camp so far this year.
No, Pat's a great, just a great, obviously everybody knows he's a great quarterback, great leader, but he's even greater off the, behind the cameras and all that, because he actually cares about everybody that's out here. I remember being out here my rookie year, he came up to me and was like, man, you got talent. Now it's just time to put it together. So, you know, being out here, we went out there, what was it, before OTA started down in Texas. I wasn't able to run routes quite, but I was still, you know, catching the ball, being around the team and just listening to the chemistry, just listening to what's going on. So I feel as though that allowed me to, you know, to play my part and be in there.
With the with playing last year, Joey, is there a different confidence coming into a camp like this? Because you've already lived part of your dream. Obviously, now it's sort of a new era to get back to what you were doing. Or is there sort of the same mentality going into any camp?
Same mentality. It's a dog-eat-dog environment. That's how I see it. What kind of dog you going to be? Thank you.
Do you prefer Joshua or Josh?
Man, whichever one comes off the tongue easier.
How you been adjusting so far?
It's been great. The coaches we have, they always, you know, push you along. They're always telling you how to kind of adjust quicker. So it's not really a getting thrown in a fire. They're telling you what to expect, you know, how to do certain things, how to go about it, how to prepare. So, you know, it's definitely not super smooth, but it's something, you know, that's doable if you prepare yourself.
How did you prepare from the break of mandatory minicamp to here? What did you do and what did you focus on?
The main thing was probably just, you know, getting in my playbook, of course, because, you know, going from college to an NFL playbook is very different. So making sure I understood my assignments, alignments, techniques, all of that. Of course, you know, getting in shape to come out here and get all these reps. So, you know, a lot of it was pretty, you know, cut and dry, not too much to think about.
Looked like early in practice you were up against Sky and you had a pass breakup. If you remember that play, what did you maybe see on that particular play?
You know, Sky's a fast dude. He's coming off the line. And luckily, you know, I was just blessed enough to get out my break fast enough to break up the pass. You know, there's a lot of great receivers on this team. So, anytime I'm, you know, guarding any of them in the open field, I'm getting better. You know, I love getting the competition, getting work, you know, and I'm sure there's a rep Scott got a ball on me, so, you know.
Feel extra special when it comes against former MVP in Mahomes?
Oh, that is like a very, it's a very different thing, you know, coming from a small school and, you know, meeting Patrick Mahomes, somebody who's reached the heights of this this league. You know, and for him to be as humble as he is, like I said, there's a lot of guys that's always helping you, pushing you along, keeping you motivated. He's one of those dudes, great person, and, you know, he is what he is, you know, great player.
What's it like going against Jody Fortson? You know, y'all went at it in the
red zone. Yeah, man, that's a long dude. he's good. He's a great player, you know, and matter of fact, we were just talking about the play after this was over, so. Hopefully we can keep getting some reps, and, you know, next time I'm going to get him on that.
Do y'all kind of relate both being guys from Division II schools?
Absolutely, absolutely. I think he came out of Valdosta, mm-hmm. Valdosta State. They had a great program down there. So, you know, he understands some of the struggles coming from a small school, and just another one of those great talents out of a small school. He can definitely relate.
How much do you get the motivation from the small school? It sounds like a lot.
Right. I mean, there's definitely some motivation, but at the end of the day, you know, I think I belong regardless of where I came from. There's a lot of great players in every division. It's not something that's always weighing on my brain, but I do understand I had a different path to get here, and, you know, I was blessed enough to make it to where I'm at.
Speaking of that path, I think you set out the code year, right? You guys didn't play it all.
Right, correct, okay. Correct.
What did you do during that year, and kind of what were your thoughts? If you're trying to make a pro, that had to be a tough thing to go through.
You know, we had my sophomore season. It was pretty good. And then, unfortunately, COVID struck. And basically that whole year, you know, it was kind of up in the air if we were going to have a season or a spring season. So, of course, I was preparing as if we were going to have a season. I was hopeful. So, you know, just working out. I did have a part-time job, but that was about it. You know, working out, doing my schoolwork, going to work. And unfortunately, we didn't end up having a season.
What was that part-time job?
I was delivering pizzas, and I was a security guard.
Security guard where?
At Walmart.
What was the pizza shop?
Domino's. Shout out to Domino's.
Did you ever stop anybody at Walmart?
Man, you know what? Not too many times. Maybe it's just my demeanor. You know, maybe they're scared. No.
To have pro dreams, though, and to watch everybody else play,
right,
and not be able to do that, I mean, what goes through your head in those moments?
Man, you know, a lot of it was just me being hopeful, understanding that, you know, I can control only what I can. And that's why I was preparing the way I could. I knew eventually I was going to have another season, you know, I hope. And eventually it did come along. So when that season came along and, you know, I was on the Senior Bowl watch list or whatever, you know, I kind of understood, you know, this could be a big opportunity for me to have a great season and just, you know, not have to play that fourth year or that COVID year. And, you know, to the glory of God, it all worked out that way.
You were talking about Jovie's length, and this team has got a lot of big receivers.
Right.
You're pretty big, you know, for a corner yourself. Right. Is there a different approach when you're dealing with a player like that, things that you got to be aware or do differently when you're going against guys his size?
Well, with size, you know, if you had to just put a gun to my head and ask me what I'd rather guard, it'd probably be size, just because it's an easier matchup. But, you know, I can guard big, small, skinny, big. You know, it doesn't matter. Put him in front of me, he'll get locked down, I hope. So, you know, that's about it.
Is there anything in particular that you're really just going to guard against when you go against some bigger guys?
One big thing I'm looking for, you know, their alignment. A lot of that usually tells you what they're going to get. You know, the rep he just mentioned where Jovie caught that ball, you know, matter of fact, I figured he was about to run the fade, but he's a talented guy. He won that rep. I'll get him next time. So, all right. Thank you.
Thanks,
Josh.
What up? You're a man of your word. I remember you had blue hair. Now it's red. How long ago would you do that?
But I think a week after I got back home. So I told you I was going to get it done. I got it done. I get it done by Sarah. She lives out of Richmond, in Lexington.
Not
here. No. I was back in Lexington.
With everything that you sort of can anticipate, just how much does the tempo and the reps sort of prepare you for this upcoming season based on what you kind of got in the offseason?
Right. It's going to prepare me a lot. I mean, Coach Heck really likes to drill it and drill it fast and get as many reps as possible because the more reps you get, the more comfortable you feel, the more confident you get when you're out there, you know, to make the right decisions, snappy decisions. So, you know, while we're out here, we're learning right now, you know, kind of picking up the pace. But I think by the season start, we'll be pretty confident in what we got to do.
Kind of on Nate's question, I know college to NFL obviously is drastically different how camps run, but is there anything maybe unique that you picked on so far about an Andy Reid ran camp?
Of course, you know, what I've been told is that he prides himself on having one of the toughest camps, you know, because when we get in season, we already been through the grinder, been through the ringer. And when we're out there, we feel 100% confident that we're going to be out. We're going to be more physically tough than other teams and be more physically in shape than other teams. So when season comes around, I feel like we're going to be very confident in what we're going to do for the game.
Only four linemen in camp. How much do you sense that you're gaining being able to play right tackle for what's been 2 hours, both days in a row, before these guys get here and start on Wednesday?
You know, the biggest thing right now for me is just learning the whole offense. You know, if you don't know what you're doing, regardless of what position you're at, you're not going to really need any help. So my biggest thing is just understanding what tackles do and what guards do, and just trying to do my best to make sure I'm mentally prepared for when we get out there and we're going full speed, everybody.
How much are you looking forward to these one-on-ones when these guys, I know it's a day at a time, but when these guys get here, how much are you looking forward to
that? Like I said, one step at a time, but, you know, I'm be excited. You know, I want to be able to show what I have. But at the end of the day, it's a learning process. You know, everybody's going to get got one time. You know, we're all out here, best of the best. But it's just about learning experience and getting better every day.
Is the emphasis right now still mostly at right tackle, or has Andy sort of given you the idea that you might
have
a little bit of both?
I mean, he's given me the idea. I just got to be prepared to play any position. Yeah, I got reps today at right, but who knows? He could come to me tomorrow since we don't have a left tackle right now and say get some left. So I'm just out here working whatever position he wants me at and trying to lock in and get ready.
You touched on them not having a left tackle right now. Do you feel like there's an opportunity for you to step in and play week one for this team?
Who knows? I mean, right now I'm playing right whatever position I need to play at. You know, Coach Hag put it in my head, you know, get reps at either. You know, I'm not going to be very valuable if I only play one position, if I'm only specified in one position. So I'm going to do my best. I mean, he's going to be able to come up to me. He wants to have confidence to come up to me at the end of the day and say, play guard. I'll play guard. But just learning one day at a time.
What's the toughest part when you play right tackle and then maybe the next day you're switching to left? I know everything's reversed, but are there any other nuanced things you kind of have to make sure you're sharp with?
Right. you know, everything's more fine detailed, more fine tuned at this level. So I've been hammering right tackle for the past 4 years when I was in college and coming here. And then now it's like when I switch, it's like, okay, I got to lock in even more on what I'm doing, more fine tuned on how far I'm stepping, where I'm putting my hands. You know, the biggest thing is steps 1, 2, and 3 for me, especially coming off the left side. But it's a big difference. You feel it. It feels kind of awkward. It feels kind of goofy at first, but it's just about getting the reps in.
Anything else?
All right.
Thank you.
Feeling better today?
You know it, man. Ready to go.
How surprising was that to you, the humidity here? I know you're from Wisconsin, but just the acclimation process for you.
You know, I've been working out here, you know, the last couple months, or, you know, I was back OTAs, rookie minicamp. But back then, you know, it was only 85, mm-hmm. you know, 90 top. So, you know, getting up to 105 sometimes with the sunshine, and it is a little different. Something you got to adjust to, but, you know, it's what you got to do when you come from Wisconsin, so.
Yesterday went, and, you looked a lot sharper today. And how did you feel in the practice with the pick? What did you see on that play?
You know, I was just doing my job, really. Just putting myself in the right spot, doing what the coaches told me to do. You know, those plays are going to come, you know, for assignment sound. So it's just a credit to the defense and, you know, us learning what we're supposed to be doing.
When you were first drafted, I know the fans really took to the idea of, you know, you'd like to be a violent player on the field. Just how have things been going the other way in coverage so far? I know you're getting a little bit better in that regard as well.
Yeah, I definitely pride myself in, like, the violence, physicality part. You know, I love that part of the game. That's football to me. But, you know, it's with more of passing league now, it's, you know, continue to progress in that area. So I just got to continue to learn, put myself in uncomfortable situations. You know, that's how you become a better football player.
As a guy who embraces that violence and physicality, right now you're not in pads, you're technically in shells. You're probably about a week away from when the pads come on. How often have you looked at that date or circled that, hey, the pads finally come on and now we're back to real football?
Yeah, Coach Daly told me, like, oh, sorry, dude, we got to wait till August 1st. And I'm like, oh, geez, darn it. But, you know, I'm not trying to look forward like that. I'm trying to stay in the moment. But, you know, it's definitely exciting, you know, something to, you know, have on that calendar. It's pretty cool.
What's it been like to learn from Brendan, given that this is a new position for him as well?
You know, I'm really, like, shocked, like, how someone could, you know, transfer like that and just be such a great coach. He's really supportive. To us, you know, understanding. He's really patient. So you got to love that with, like, you know, someone who's dealing with rookies right now. He's, you know, he's really constructive, and, you know, he knows his stuff, and we got a great room.
I can't remember the exact quote, but it was something to the extent of violence that he said to us one time. Just how do you guys relate with that intensity when it comes to being out there on the field?
I mean, football's football, you know. I don't think anything unique. We know that we got to be violent, the most violent, you know, team on the field, so I don't think anything unique. Everybody knows that.
You obviously, this isn't pads. This isn't like a game setting. But can you sort of describe what it's like to go up against Patrick in reps?
Yeah, I mean, that's the cool part of being right, you know, right now, where it's just rookies, QBs, certain guys reporting. You get to go up against him, and you know, it is kind of cool. Just, you know, the top of the top of the top. You know, being able to compete against that, because, you know, iron sharpens iron. And in reality, it's diamond sharpens, like, copper. So, you know, with that guy out there. So, you know, it's definitely an honor and privilege to be able to, you know, work on a craft with him.
The coaches talked about, you know, preparing to be able to play Mike and Sam. And it looks like you've been around a little bit there. How has it been preparing for both those roles? And how have you been kind of learning the learning process with calling plays and doing all that?
You know, it's been pretty straightforward. Base, you know, I'm playing Sam. Sub, I'm playing Mike. So it's not like, you know, I'm switching up, changing up right now. I'm trying to just, like, learn my spot as, like, a main focus while trying to key in what others are doing, because that, in the end, that's going to help me learn, you know, the spots I might need to play. So just trying to focus in on that and, you know, learn as I go from others.
You're not at the point yet where you're obviously getting to hit and do things like that, but even with those different spots you're playing, is getting the opportunities to get you to go after the quarterback still, I mean, is that one more exciting part of what you do?
Right now, I mean, you get like a free run at it, you know, a lot, especially right now we get 7-on-7, so it's not very gratifying at the moment. But, you know, I like the more physical part where we can, you know, start hitting them. Obviously can't hit our quarterbacks, but, you know, I can't wait to actually hit, you know, somebody.
What had you heard about training camp coming in, and how does it compare to your expectations so far?
It's about what I expected. The heat's maybe a little more than what I expected. But, yeah, the older guys said, you know, just be ready. You might be taking all the plays out there, so You know, it's a blessing, obviously, because you get all those reps in a row. Even if you're, you know, you're gassed, you're tired, you know, even on that end, you're getting in shape, you know. So when the older guys come back, you know, you can go in anytime, you're fresh. But yeah, it's a blessing.
I saw all the snacks. What else did you bring?
That's just rookie duties. Don't put that on me. But you know, it's just what the older guys wanted. I didn't pick it out. I don't endorse it. but yeah, we're just, you know, it's about respect, so we're just doing our duties.
Any other rookie duties? Let's hear them.
Sure, I can't. I don't know. Not yet. They've been pretty nice on us, so yeah, nothing quite yet.
Leo, you finished 7-on-7 with a pretty nice play. Can you walk us through that, and how good did that feel?
You know, it's something I didn't do my whole last season at Wisconsin. So it definitely felt nice. Kind of ruins the mood when you got to, you know, double catch it like that. But, you know, it's definitely a good way to end practice. Solid note. Felt, you know, good. Build of confidence there. So thought that was nice.
Okay. Thanks, Leo.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.